think I'm a great person.
No, I said
I would really love some coffee.
Oh,
that's what I said. But I didn't stop anything, yet. I was just whispering here.
According to our cultural practice program, we're supposed today to receive a briefing from the department on their budget rules. And also on the last portfolio committee meeting, the committee took a decision that the department must come today with a presentation, maybe informed presentation on regulations and the impact of state of SONA and highlighting the input and output on their progress. So we called this meeting late today. Before maybe we start the meeting, I'm start by apologizing for the inconvenience that has been caused by the errant answers that we received yesterday in the morning. It was caused by yesterday, I think to 1 o'clock, Sharon called me, but in the morning, let me start it in the morning yesterday. I called Sharon, I think it was about 6:30, asking whether we have received discussion documents, taking into consideration that we're having a very discussing sensitive matters budget for department as portfolio committee will be able to be given a chance to scrutinize and go through and to make a comparison from last year's and this year's so that you'll be able to check whether the performance of department are moving forward or they're going. So that was my concern since yesterday I found it that we haven't received any documents from the department. So I phoned Sherry. Is there anything maybe to check whether the mistake will be on our side? Maybe we've received the document a long time ago. So the response was saying we haven't received anything from the department, which was Monday morning. So I took an initiative that now, this time around, I think I must phone the teachers. So I phoned the 2 teachers asking that where are the presentations? Are they ready? Are they rushing to the office? The presentation or the budget which hasn't been signed or looked upon by the minister. So they are sent to the office. I said to them, now we are going to the meeting, it's Monday, to finalize or to discuss the document. When is it going to be finalized and signed? When is it going to be sent through parliament for members to get through the those to get the department? They said they don't know. So we ended there with them. 2:01, then I was called by Jerome saying that he has received a letter from the department saying that they are asking us to postpone today's meeting because they are not ready. The reasons being, one, they're waiting for the State of the Nation address. Two, they're waiting for a budget vote process of support for the government. So that they'd be able to get through their plan. So I asked Sharon saying that besides the presentation on budget vote and strategic plan, we gave an outstanding meeting briefing that the committee asked to get a decision last week that the department must come to do presentation again. The minister is saying asking us to cancel everything for them not to come today. So that's why I'm saying, I think I'm feeling so tired today, I'm so stressed, yesterday I was so stressed, and that's it. I'm putting it on the floor so that we can discuss. As you saw, it's important not to send SMSs to you, just to say the meeting has been cancelled. Let's come together and discuss the way forward. I recognize Honorable John, followed by Honorable Khalid Sai, followed by Honorable Musmane, followed by Honorable Machova, followed by Honorable Benam, Honorable Bukati.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I've increasingly started to get more and more concerned about the department's attitude as a portfolio committee. This nonsense started in about April of last year. And I think on a sort of ever decreasing scale, their respect and appropriateness towards us as the mechanism of oversight in the country has deteriorated. I don't think that they honestly regard us as important part of their functioning. I think that they see this committee as a hindrance to their activities. I think they would much prefer to just sit in their department and get on with whatever they want to do without being held accountable. But there's a problem with that. Is that I don't come down here on a Tuesday morning because I feel like spending time, as much as you all are, around the table with you. I come here because I've been sent here by people in South Africa who want me to represent the interests and ensure that that we are holding the executive to account and we're holding the department to account. So I don't do this on my help. And, you know, when we have a department that behaves in such an unprofessional manner, and I think laughing, you weren't here last week, Madam Chair, but I mean, you would have been horrified at the level, the rudimentary level of engagement that we had with the committee. When you have a situation when our committee researcher is able to produce documents to the high standard he's given us over the last 2 weeks, and you have a department, he's one man, and you have a department with all these resources at their disposal, and they come and feed us the rubbish that was put before us last week. It was probably the most pathetic, amateurish unpacking of the state of the nation I've ever seen. They missed all the key points that the President made. They took the President's State of the Nation and tried to package it into what they wanted the President to say instead of interpreting what the President said. I mean, they didn't even mention the National Development Plan and the rollout of it once in the presentation. It took the committee to point it out to them that, in fact, the main thrust of the President's State of the Nation address was this commitment of the whole of government to achieving the National Development Plan. And so I don't know if they think that we're stupid. I don't know if they think that we are beneath them, but I really think that we're going to have to, if we're going to normalize the situation again, that we're going to have to start flexing our muscles as a committee. And if we have to start subpoenaing people to appear before us, we have the power available to us in the Constitution to do so. And, you know, we need to maybe start flexing our muscles, and perhaps then they're going to start sitting up and making, you know, realizing that we are the people's representative, and that they don't, it's not a nice thing to just, you know, to give a decent presentation, to share information, and take what our concerns are on board. But in fact, it's compulsory. They can't just simply ignore this committee. And I really think it's going to get to the stage where perhaps we need to start looking at doing something drastic, like not approving their budget this year. And, you know, making them come back to us as a committee and, you know, start re-establishing this relationship. Now, I accept the minister can't be at every meeting. But for goodness sake, please send us officials who are able to engage with us and who actually listen to what this committee says and what we want. Go back and do it for us and then bring that information back. We have outstanding stuff from last year that the department doesn't care one continental because it doesn't fit into their grander scheme of what they feel they should be doing. And then they come at the end of the year with a disclaimer, with bad audit opinions. And then they want us to show sympathy and, you know, and to offer them our guidance and assistance on the way out. Well, it's not going to happen this year. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing them around when the audits come up, because this committee needs to reestablish itself as the voice of the people in this country and start, you know, flexing our muscles. And I hope that that view is shared by all of us.
Chairperson, good morning, everybody, and you know, even coming to the meeting today, it's unlike me to be not having a notebook, but I don't have any because I was really frustrated. Because I even phone sharing, the meeting was supposed to be our first night. It was, there was an SMS which said 10 o'clock. Now there was another one which says there is no meeting. Now there is 11 o'clock. What is not taking place with the communication? I have to echo what Honorable
John
has said. To be saying that we are not being taken seriously. And I'm so frustrated because when you talk about COPTA, to me, maybe I'm ignorant and unstupid. But for me, COPTA is the heartbeat of the department, of the country. There is this issue of people in COPTA do in province, in local municipalities, doing lip services to the community. Now I'm seeing the management, the executive, led by the Honorable Minister, doing lip service to us. There are so many, I don't know, I don't even, when I'm sitting here, I don't even know if I really want to listen anymore. Because with me, I can listen to you once, twice, at a certain stage. Now, there come this thing to be saying that if you don't take me serious, I don't take you serious at the end of the day. And I don't see myself, the committee is an integral part of parliament. If anybody doesn't like, I don't know what are they going to say. Like what Honorable John has said, it was a disgrace. I even said to them, I think I'm becoming stupid every day because I don't even understand your presentation. This is not what I expected at the end of the day. Therefore, I think like you have called, you have done right, and we really appreciate. Because if it was cancelled, we would be very heavy-hearted, and you won't know how we feel at the end of the day. But for us to come here, I would say that the minister and his entourage or whatever must be called. That day we have to tell the minister how unhappy we are. We have had, I'm tired of hearing stories and even examples, because at the end of the day, the organization who sent me here, if manufacturer is, if manifesto is central to the local government, to Kota in particular. Now, if I'm sitting here while I have to report to my organization about the things which are happening as the province and the local government, what are we doing about them? And I'm not being given space by the department for that matter. It really cannot be corrected. Like you're saying, I think we have to summon those people. Because at the end of the day, the drastic steps which we can take is not going to impact on them, on national, because they will be getting their salary, we won't be approving the budget, and who will be suffering at the end of the day? The service delivery, which is not even up to standard. Therefore, I'm not going to support not approving the budget at the end of the day. That I'm telling you, and I'm sorry, I cannot do that. Because where I come from, we need that budget for the deliver at the end of the day. But the people, what I'm suggesting, we look at the performance of these people, influence the performance of the people who are supposed to be here, so that at the end of the day, we find people getting bonuses for what? That's where I can stand. But I'm not happy a little, because this morning I could have done something for the job which I'm being sent here for. Thank you, Chairperson. And I'm very sorry to be like I am facing you. It is not you who has caused me to be like I am. I think we are on the same boat, but I feel like strangling somebody.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I think we share the very same sentiment. Have recognized Honourable Mr. Mani?
Thank you, Chairperson. First of all, I would like to applaud you for the initiative you took to make a follow-up for somebody who is supposed to be doing this or her work from the department. And I would like to highlight disappointment where you ask somebody when I'm going to have the deputy, and I like that she or he don't know. So to me, it shows that there is no seriousness from the department, and to me, I'll call it as an attitude towards our towards this committee. Taking it in consideration what is happening around South Africa because of service delivery and the incompetency from the municipalities, I'm asking myself, the department have all the right I've mentioned in their mindset for us to wake up in the morning to come and do what we were being called to do. It is not an easy job, firstly, and the community and the society is looking at us. I said at this moment, this year, the culture itself being nationally, being serious, taking everything into seriousness, better than what they perform sometimes 10 years or 10 years back. But in a nutshell, hence, Honourable has already said in a mouthful, I propose to the committee, including the representative, maybe it's time now, we have to show the department that we need new business. This series is not about us, it's not about them, it's about the citizens of South Africa. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thanks, Chair. Maybe I'm covered with my colleagues there. But I just want to prepare before I can say anything to mention one thing. Last week there was a debate here when the Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform was introducing a bill and so on. The comment from Troy said, quota is nowhere to be found. There's no department. Like that. It was an embarrassment because we are together with them, with John and Boy going on there. So maybe if they were coming from them, it would sound better because they know exactly. If now the people are just from our committees, they are ignored, there's no contact at all. What does that mean to us? Because it's not an embarrassment to the nation, but by another depend. It's embarrassing us now. Because that's the people who are not there. So with us and the Chair, it's to say, we don't belong to this quota only. We belong to another committee, whereby each and every quota, we get the figures of the department. Quarterly from the report of their performance and also the money that they have, or what they've done with their money. To this one, you won't know what's going on in Eastern Cape, how far are they spending, the main fund and others. And then comes the question, we have a minister here, which is supposed to concentrate the local municipality. But if now the department itself is local and capacity is in the session, what would you expect? Because those who are supposed to capacitate and others must be capacitated themselves first. But in the same time, to be honest to ourselves, we went to Pretoria one time to check what the department did. It was there. They were double parking there. People were having two directors in one portfolio. Then comes the question of who's who, what's going on? And then the answer is the minister. Minister said, no, we are okay now. Cause there are no more. But now the problem is, what is going on? The official last Tuesday said, we mustn't hamper them, if they're just ones. We must ask the minister, of course. We went to ask for the regulation. They were raised even before you knew in the was there. Well, what's going on now? So to say, with those few words, I would like to say, That's why I said, no, God is coming from another people to say, no, the Japan is not there. Where are we now? If we are not serious, no God is going to charge serious. Thank you, sir.
Madam Chair, I'm not going to speak for the sake of speaking. My colleagues have actually said a mouthful, and lest I dismiss what they have said, I just want to say that COPPA as a department is not only dysfunctional at the delivery level, but it is actually dysfunctional from the top, and we will have to wait until we meet these people so that they can explain to us as to what they are up to. Thank you.
I think I've basically covered my members. But as Chair, you know, I must congratulate you for calling this meeting, for the views that we had. But again, I say all these views must be registered and given at the committee, not as you as one person, but as the committee must be registered, given to them the strongest term. But at no stage must you say the idea of the cost of the budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. It seems we are going to talk the same, like our members have been saying. But where I come from, my father used to teach us that when there's a problem, it unites the family. So it's high time for us as a committee to unite and see to get COPPA to become what we want it to be. You know, what Honorable Diswa is saying, it reminds me of what the minister was saying. We had a very high expectation from him. I least expected that one day you will sit here and say what we are saying to you. But I think it's high time for us as committee to unite and have this committee go forward. I agree with one member who said, let's not come to the conclusion of, I know that we are ahead. I know that we did do anything this morning, but let's not come to the idea of trying to reject the budget. I'm from an area where we barely need this money. The Northwest needs more than any other province. So, Chair, your sending SMS wouldn't have been as valuable as your calling us this morning. I'd like to congratulate you on it. And members, let's be fed up, let's be angry, but let's move forward. Thank you.
Chair, we are just being, you know, taken by this situation. I think the committee has shown and alluded out the dissatisfaction about the way the working relationship between the committee and the department is. I know it is not easy, and we are not in the we're not fighting anyway. But I think mechanism should be fine. Let's come out with a mechanism where we would like to show the minister and the department as a whole the seriousness, the way in which we feel about the way in which we're working. Because Jefferson, I think all of us here, we know when the minister is here, the DG is here, and everybody is here. Immediately we introduce this issue that we are not happy about and the manner in which we are working. See, the minister is the minister will come out with all the excuses. And we'll make an explanation that will, at the end of the day, we say, okay, it's okay. And then we accept your apology. Then let's try to go on and improve the working relationship. I think that will be the conclusion in any way. But before that, I would suggest that if ever there are good mechanisms that will show the department and the minister that really we are so much disappointed the way in which we are, the way that are handling this this committee. The first speaker here indicated the way, you see, if a person doesn't take you seriously, in most cases, you will there is that reflection of making you a stupid in any way, even if not being said mouthfully. But the reaction itself shows that you are not. The last thing I indicated, if you don't take yourself serious, nobody will take you serious. So let's try to show the minister that really we are so much disappointed. We know he will come out with whatever the reason, his commitment, and the explanations will be there. And at the end of the day, all what we're going to do as human beings from our human background will agree with you. And say, okay, we do agree, minister. And then please tell your DGs to act like the situation that we met last week, definitely that is unacceptable. The department is there, but what we're representing to us as a committee. And it seems as if members of the committee were becoming harsh or becoming something and so on. But the thing is, it's unbearable the way they make such presentation. As if they're not prepared. And if they just take us as if no, we're just it's the way out. It is just the way out, the way they are doing it. I think, I know we can't be legally fighting, we can't be having that authority more than the executive and so on and so on, but through you, Chair, and the whippery, and some other people might be having the note, if the committee is being treated like this by the department that they are working with, what is it that we should be doing in order to bring and normalize the situation? I think there is a way we might not be knowing it. Because by holding them, definitely it will be fair game. The explanation, the excuses, and so on will be there. At the end of the day, from our human background, we'll agree with the minister. And then we will simply say, okay, let's start on a new plate and see what we can do. John has indicated the deterioration of this kind of working relationship as from last year. And now it's becoming down and down and down and up where? Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. I couldn't agree more with anything that has been said. I think we all just feel exactly the same. I would have thought that after last week's meeting, that every effort would have been made to be here this week. Because I truly believe that the department was rushing down last week. My suggestion is going to be, Chairperson, that in the next meeting, before we deal any of the issues that the committee speaks about its dissatisfaction on the way it is dealt with, I think honourable members have used different called it different terms. I want to say it's plain undermining of the committee, because that is what I see it as. So I want to suggest that in our next meeting, the minister must be present, as well as the two DGs and the heads of programs. And I think the committee needs to, in very, very strong terms, talk about the relationship. But then I would also want to ask our members of this committee that exactly the same strong feelings that were viewed last week, as well as the strong feelings and views that have been uttered today, needs to be uttered in the minister's presence. That it's not one person that seems to be addressing these issues, but that it's the stance of the portfolio committee. And then from the Chairperson, I think after today, I think there are processes that the committee can follow to deal with issues like this. And I think that we need to discuss that at the management level and take it from there as to what avenues are open to us to deal with this situation, Chair, because it is untenable. Thank you.
Thanks, Honourable Member. It is so relieving. You want to continue?
Before sharing, will you summarize? If now, my suggestion is, is that the department bring us the reports of the finances of the department. I'm so worried about the mid fund. The company is the infrastructure. The infrastructure is being handled by Paracolta, Megban. They must give us exactly how far the Megban, the holding up about the finance, you must write it down and ask them to bring us the answer of the financial statement. So we need them, you must write it down, and also, it would be bad for that man to have a meeting with the DG and the minister together with that to be get him before we go down.
Okay, can I request one more thing? Can we ask the administration to compile for us everything that we have requested? Because we have made very many requests which we have not received. And out of last week's meeting, we were sort of informed that everything that we have asked for has been prepared.
Yeah.
But it has never reached us. Mm. So can we ask that the administration formally make a report on everything that we have requested since the inception of this committee, since we got in, and what has been received and what has not been received? If my memory serves me correctly, Jefferson, I think in the previous chairperson's time we already started asking for reports on financial statements, quarterly reports, monthly reports, and so on. So we know where we came from at that stage, but since when we've had a minister in place, surely this thing should have happened. Thanks, Jefferson.
Thanks, Honourable Member. That was mindful. I'm so glad that you really discussed that I was having this yesterday. It created tension by my body, aching, all of this, thinking that because I was doing introspection, whether are we doing our work or the program is tight, but first thing which I ended up coming with, saying that you know, on our side as a portfolio committee, we are on track. One, we on our first meeting, we came up with our strategic plan and our program, and we adopted it. And when compiling a committee program, we sit at an amended level whereby a parliamentary liaison officer sits, which after that meeting was supposed to inform the minister on our draft or proposed program before we take it to the portfolio committee, maybe to adjust some of the things to indicate whether they are ready or they are not. That was not done. It came to a push, but remember this year we amended the program. We adopted our this year's program on the 20th of November last year, whereby it lent to the department hands last year already on November. It means that I just want to bring to your attention and to showcase that we are not taken seriously. November already we adopted, before we rise, we adopted our portfolio committee's program for this year. This year we amended it and we adopted it again when seeing that our study tour has been cancelled. During those processes, when coming up with the portfolio committee program, there is a liaison officer which sits, which is even not here today, which sits in those processes, which sits in the portfolio committee, adopts the program on the very same day, it gets amended and it is sent to the department. That's the one issue. The second issue, I don't foresee any excuse for cancelling today's meeting on an 11 hour like yesterday, because they had the program at hand. The argument was saying when interacting with the DGs was saying the letter of invitation to come before the committee was not within the 7 days that we took a decision that if the department doesn't send a document within 7 days. But I've said to the DG, a letter serves to remind you, invitation letter. The program it directs you on this day we will be doing this and this day. The letter, even if it's not within 7 days, but serves to remind, as it will go maybe the same as saying that we change the program or what. So that is not an excuse that we are going to be sent a letter saying we must cancel today's meeting. That leads maybe to the issue that you are talking about, that they are not taken seriously. And I agree with numbers when saying that we must now try to relax our muscles. You want to come in before I conclude our observations? Okay.
Thanks, Chair. I think maybe something to take note of. They haven't cancelled the meeting at the last hour. They have been cost incurred in terms of the department. I think it would be quite an exercise on our part to try and check as far as who is here in terms of the department, because I can inform the committee that I was in the flight with the DG yesterday of corporate department, and he was traveling for the meeting. So if they are not here today, then it leaves question marks on my part. So I exactly want to know, when they left Pretoria to come to Cape Town, what were they coming to, and what is supposed to have been filled in terms of expenditure. Thank you, Chair.
I think we must also establish that on the day of the meeting, whether maybe he's coming for HOP, but NOP, I'm planning to not around, I don't know, but we must establish why. And also on our monthly reports that members said, remember when last year dealing with our BRR report, if you can go back to our BRR report, our recommendations there, is saying that we need monthly statements, financial statements from the department. Nothing has been done by that. If you can remember, members, here in this meeting, in the portfolio committee meeting, you recall the response of the minister. He said monthly financial statement reporting before the portfolio committee is not legally binding. They are not legally binding to do that, and they report to trailer, if you remember the response. From that on monthly statement report. That's where, in my conclusion, we said we are taking it into consideration the input that we did on that day, that I think we must go straight to National Treasury and retrieve the department's monthly statement so that we'll be able to interrogate with them. With quarterly, monthly financial statements, I think also we emphasized it on our BRR report that we need quarterly financial statements report from the department. But there is that a resistance from the department, of which maybe when interacting with the department we must highlight all those issues. Emanating from your comments, members from this meeting, there was a proposed meeting saying that, but because our problem now has been disturbed, I propose that we don't inconvenience the other state entities that are ready to come before the committee. I propose that maybe we take the department last from the program. We continue with our problem with those entities, because they fit to it that now we are shifting others because we want to put in slot for them, whether they've caused a great inconvenience for us. And that would also give us an opportunity to thoroughly go through their documents so that the day the meeting comes. And there was a second proposal of saying that maybe before the actual meeting comes, we need to call minister. The second proposal rises on the new member. We call minister, two DGs and the DGs. We set up a meeting at the portfolio committee level. We tell them our unsatisfactory and the working relationship that it's transparent between the two, the community and the department. That's two proposals. Before I summarize my thing, let's go through that one. It's that I propose that we don't change the program, let's discuss the plan, and also the two proposals of say that we call the minister the equipment immediately.
Yeah.
But the annual, the actual meeting that was supposed to be taken,
Chair, I think in that meeting we need the presence of a deputy minister. Yeah, okay, thanks.
I'll say, I'm just making an example. What was next week? Well, next week we're in Salga and CRL. Maybe before those ones, we call minister, it's a Verse meeting that we are in, minister, and all the DGGs. We start with our item of launching our satisfaction. Then maybe we start our meeting on the day, maybe 9 o'clock. Late 10 o'clock, we are done with those discussions. We start with the presentations from Salga and CRL. What's the feeling of them?
Agree.
Chairperson, I'm in agreement with that. Well, I propose that second the proposal. But in the other departments, not the departments, Salga and CRL must then join the meeting at 10 o'clock after their discussions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we agree that next week we call the minister and chief executive members at 9 o'clock before the portfolio committee. We iron up issues, we launch our unsatisfaction. But since then, like Honorable Mabunda has highlighted, that we mustn't be flushed by what is going to say. The only thing that we must be united and do what is expected of us to do. After that meeting, no matter explaining to what he is going to give and apologize, but now we speak to each other, follow me, hold our hands together and work. And we agreed that we call them, but our meeting will start at 9. The entities are informed of 10, that is coming 10 in the Salga and CRL. And other proposal was, so we agree then that the budget vote of the department will be on the last one of the program, so that we'll be able to get. And also, I would like the secretary to emphasize again the issue of receiving documents this time around earlier. Fortunately, this time it's got our research, I don't know if ever introduced him to the portfolio committee, because we've already started working with him. And maybe members, some of you don't know him. It's our researcher, Andile Shokomane, is the portfolio committee researcher. So you are at his service. Any research paper for the copter? I must say?
But
I'm giving you all the power, you. Oh, yes, we agree on that one. So we all agree that on that meeting we must all speak, and also we must also highlight, maybe tell the minister that the way they are doing their things, I think we must raise issues of saying that not for them bringing our financial statements as the recommendations from AG and quarterly financial statements as requested by the recommendations from the AG. We were supposed, and they not a consistent working relationship or synergy working relationship with the portfolio committee. I think they must know that we've got those powers not to approve their budget, but we will tell them, as we're saying now, that because of the budget is not for you, it's meant for servicing the people at the ground. We approve the budget, but knowing that it's got the power of one day. And then now what I was saying about the decision by the committee, last decision, that the presentation on regulations and the Zona must come back. Because we also have interested the, because cancelling today's meeting doesn't mean the decision, last week's decision, then now it's straight away.
No, Chairperson, it still stands. It must stand. Because we need to know how the sauna would impact on the department. So it must stand. It must come in at some stage.
I'm asking where the block is.
No, I think we need to set the agenda, Chair.
Huh?
I think we as a committee or management need to set this agenda.
Okay.
We've got very little time left. I think we've come through the weekend. We know what we need to be doing. So I think we need to look at the program and see how we set it, how we slot it in, and where we slot it in.
Remember, is there anything that we need to say?
We will speak on that.
Okay.
My problem is on that day, we will be speaking as we have been speaking. When I'm sitting here, I wanted to know, don't we have power, I think, you know, and other people, to write to the person.
No, I think that's our last resort. We haven't done anything to have, because if you write to the president, to any president, try to intervene, call them. How many times have you called the minister and not even your district? We must count that we called him on this meeting and we spoke to him, there was nothing. And we called him for the second time, or we reported him to maybe for the third time. That's why we need intervention from the president. A person who can be able to do that is an ordinary member of the public.
I so wish I was the ordinary member.
It's an ordinary member from the public who can maybe observe us and maybe people from TMCs can help us. I'm just joking. Members, I think that brings us to the...
Just for us, maybe sometimes we help each other. This one is off, Chair. Just here. So. Honorable member here, when he started very angry with the dissatisfaction, she indicated some seriousness about the department. When we meet, probably maybe the minister and the DG, I know we always meet them according to the program, the discussion laid on the table already. But to share with us, we know we have that responsibility to go out and find out from the local municipality and so on and so on, so many things. That is one of our core mandates. But can't we have discussion with them so that they share with us the real status as for now of the municipality, because we are still experiencing the very same unrest and so many things. And if you check now, the minister himself is always out trying to resolve some unrest outside. We know that is part of his duty, but for us to have, you know, that understanding, so that we know exactly what are the problems there, why is it like that. Of course, it reflects to us again as members of parliament, because we are the one who are definitely on the constituency level there, must also pick it up so that we deal with that together with the ministerial. But in any way, what I'm trying to say, if ever chance they meet, let's share, or the minister share all that frustration with the local municipalities, let alone the administrative, the money, and so on and so on, but the unrest that is still coming out from the government. Let's share together, if chance they meet, Chairman.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to agree with what Honorable is saying, because if you can remember when we were at MLO, the municipality highlighted that the department didn't even visit the municipality, and there was no intervention at all. But My problem is when the department is here, it's as if everything is it's going well, they're doing the correct and whatever. So it will be much easier for us to experience what the people at the ground level are experiencing by visiting the same people, because when we are giving information from the paper, it's somebody who just sat in his or her office and writing what you will think that will be convinced. Thank you.
Anybody can get other outside opinion, maybe from FFC, just to tell us on their view on status of municipalities, on national, any state entity we've got that one. We just from a management meeting where we agreed that I think from Auditor General's point of view, we need to invite Auditor General before the committee to make a breakdown for us on a financial status of all the municipalities and provinces, breakdown in all the provinces for the referral committee, of which it is necessary for us to know municipality by municipality what is the performance in terms of finances. I think we take into consideration what you are saying, that we also need to get the data of municipality in the whole country, what is happening with their performance in the whole country, seeing all the protests and such. I think we will do that. We'll try and fix it. But if you stretch us, maybe some of in our program we need to have meetings on Friday. Just to sum up our this session's work, we need to sit on Fridays because the problem is too for now. Maybe we'll sit 2 or 3 Fridays so that we'll be able to cover all the issues.
Chair,
Chairperson, the status of the municipality is clearly not healthy countrywide. We have seen that, and I'm speaking to you now, the whole of Northwest. There's no water, schools are not running properly, universities, hospitals, everything in terms of delivery has collapsed, and people take to the street and demolish the property out of anger. And I don't know if we have to wait for the officials to come here and tell us about the status of the municipalities. They are going to tell us what we want to hear, not what is actually happening there. I think it behooves us actually to visit areas where there are serious problems like Northwest now, currently, to go and see for ourselves and identify what causes of these problems are. Can we say there's no water in the Northwest to the extent that schools are not running, to the extent that the hospitals, patients don't have water? What is the cause? And call those people who are actually supposed to be delivering these basic things and explain to us whether there's no money, we must know. Whether there is no water, we must know. So that when the officials come here, then it is us who says to them, look, we have been there and we've seen what is happening. And this is our position in terms of service delivery. Thank you.
I agree with you. We can't do that, but when? Because you know, parliamentary program gives us committee week. We can't on committee weeks go do over. That's our problem. Seated where we are seated today, we need to get. But very important what you are saying. It gives us a leeway to go and sit down and identify or check areas where we can our next cycle of oversight week. Where which places that we need to urgently as a portfolio committee we must visit. I think in our next meeting we must come up with those proposed. I think Mr. Fetcher and Sheriff must come up with some proposed places with some support reasons or on which places that we need, problematic places that we need to go and visit in our next cycle of over.
It's SOP, the red one.
Okay.
Madam Chair, and Madam Chair, until she's not here.
May you want to come in? Going to the municipalities and calling the officials. Were we not mentioning next week that what is it going to be before or after? I need that clarity. Are we going to call the officials next week and then go to the municipality afterward? Or are we going to go to the municipality then thereafter, after having the report?
We've agreed that for next week it's our consent on working relationship with the department. Then there is a proposal saying that looking at the status of municipalities in our area, my suggestion was saying that we call the entities and maybe stakeholders that will come and prefer. And there was another suggestion saying maybe before we call the stakeholders, let's go to look out for ourselves there. That's where we come back. But this is the official one, which is the meeting that want to address all the problems that we're having before the committee.
Maybe the department also must highlight to us what relationship do they have with the other entities and so on. I'm saying this, you may find that it's only, not only us who are having a, you know, this, I don't know how can I put it, bad relations, whatever. I'm saying this because for one of the newspapers, the office of the presidency highlighted that there are some programs which have been put in place to participate the municipalities. If you sit down and say, okay, that is from the Office of Commons and so on, do the National Department of Culture knows about all this? You pick up something that there is no coordination, no communication and so on. Let us just find out how do they relate with the other department or other entities and so on. Thank you.
I think maybe before we close, I would just like to hear the lady from PMG. What are your computer report?
I think your secretary asked me to not really put anything.
But you are at work here. What are your computer report?
Well, the deliberations that came out. I got my recorder. I noted everything that's been.
That is a recording, yeah.
No, I'm asking this because there are some other issues, critical issues that may come out distorted emanating from this meeting. So if you've been consciously, you know, as the people working with media, you will take constructive things like our proposed next week's meetings on ironing out our working relationship with the department, and like that one you can display and why today's meeting has been cancelled, and we're discussing all those things. All the things that we've taken out as members, and if you've quoted Honorable Murray's said, oh, no, please.
can we maybe ask that?
I think this is the thing. I'm asking her because this was not a closed meeting, so they're allowed to be here, and we were not supposed to ask her to go out because this was not a closed meeting. Any media person can be here because it's an open meeting, so I'm just strategizing with her.
I think in the same last she even asked them to the word I'm looking for, I can't hit. But to be sensitive in the way they report on this meeting, because we've got a plan that is in place that we want to have as to how we want to deal with the situation, and in the reporting it may be distorted or may jeopardize what you know, defeat the objects of what we intend doing. So we ask them to exercise caution the way that they report on this meeting, Chair.
Chair, I understand what the would say, but it's going to be difficult. Simple fact is you have John Steen is in here. John Steen is there, he's got enough ammunition to put his foot on the front page. Now you can't have John Steen ladies to go easy and expect that lady to do the opposite. You can't do that. I think she must use her conscience and understand what we're going through, and she must try and understand that we're working through something, and all the problems she has at her disposal. This is John Steen Hazel. So we in open meeting, and it must remain open. I encourage that. But again, as I said, you can't tell one part to go easy, other part is not.
Yeah, we judge. You mustn't only call John.
Fine, John Cedar is the favorite problem. You might call him the Bonhomme too, you know.
Thank you.
Hi.
Can we ask AEC members specifically?